support systems in place. I accept that some people don't have support systems in place, but we really do need to think differently about suicide.
Anna Young, thank you. This email comes from John Crofts. Welcome as the report from the Commission on Assisted Dying is. It's shrunk from addressing the needs of those suffering from long-term conditions and who are physically incapable of taking the lethal dose themselves. Their life expectancy may be long and unpredictable. For those with a degenerative condition, the fact that they cannot call on someone to help them die when it becomes intolerable may hasten their decision to kill themselves whilst they are still physically able. Few would wish to burden their loved ones with having to face up to the stresses of testing the vagaries of the legal system by assisting them. For someone suffering a long and to them meaningless and demeaning existence, is there any difference between the lifting of a potion to their lips of which they are incapable and requesting that it should be administered by the tube that keeps them alive? Anna Strawn now from Newmarket, and just a few moments only,
yeah, I apologise. I'm listening, yes. Your previous call about Stephen Hawking, that's perfect. I had a friend that was in Addenbrookes, but she suffered dreadfully with terminal cancer. Eventually, she got into a hospice. That's absolutely fine, but that's not available to everybody. In the meantime, I've had parents who have suffered dreadfully, who would have wish to relinquish their life, and I contrast that with my dogs. When they're terminally ill and we're in tears and tears, but the choice has to be made, and we make that choice compassionately, and they have to go. And when it comes to me, I certainly don't want to live in a terrible situation, just like Terry Pratchett. When the choice comes, when you mentally can make that decision, I think we should be able to do that.
Anne Strawn, thank you for that, and I wish we could continue that discussion. That's all we've got time for this afternoon. Thank you for your emails, for your tweets, and for your calls. We'll be back next week. Join us then. Goodbye.
Any Answers was presented by Jonathan Dimbleby and was produced by Lisa Jenkinson. Our afternoon play has a little of the Don Quixote about it. It's been specially written for Billy Connolly and Brian Cox, starring as two brothers. And it comes up in just a moment after this.
BBC Four turns the spotlight on West End musicals. A story of dancing cats.
I thought now dance has arrived in England. Hallelujah.
Roller skating trains.
How could you find people who could actually sing Andrew's music, dance, act, and do it all on skates?
And critics with very strong opinions.
Some of the critics so hated the idea that the RSC should do a musical that they were almost vindictive.
The Story of Musicals continues this Tuesday night at 9 on BBC Four.
And now the Saturday play, The Quest of Donald Q. Billy Connolly and Brian Cox star as two rival brothers on a quest to rescue a childhood sweetheart.
The Quest of Donald Q by David Ashton.
Here, we chooky birdie. Chook, chook, chook. Here's your grub. Who's a bold boy?
It was a quiet day, early. The addicts of Dundee had not yet surrendered to insidious craving and directed their footsteps towards my wee shop. Patterson's Inferno. Every known brand of coffin nail. Wall-to-wall lung busters. I don't smoke myself. And other than an unavoidable acquaintance with the little sisters of the poor, regard religion the way a budgie does a ginger tomcat. I have a budgie, Hector. He is reasonably economic to run. I don't need much in the way of company or love. You read about that in books. See rhapsodies up on the silver screen. The soaps are hoaching with men and women howling murder polis about their deep desires. I don't feel the need myself. Never have. Never will. All I want is a quiet life.
I'm Donald Q. How do you do?
I know who you are.
10 years and that's all you've got to say?
Uh-huh.
You're somewhat portly. Too many cream buns, my brother.
Why are you dressed like a Galician?
I'm an eco-personality. Highland regalia goes over very big in the Napa Valley.
No smoking.
It's a tobacconist, for God's
Against
sake.
Against the law as well, you know. Put out the cigar.
Holy Moses, what a stick in the mud, eh?
What do you want here, Donald?
I come all this way to see you, across the wide Atlantic.
What do you want?
We parted on bad terms, Sandy.
Good.
By our mother's grave, you threw a shovel at me.
Nearest thing to hand.
I need your help.
How come?
I'm on a quest.
A what?
A quest. High adventure with chivalrous intent.
On you go, then.
I need a boon companion to carry my shield.
Take Hector.
Hector?
The budgie.
I have a name to lay before you, a name you cannot refuse.
Such as?
Jeanette Brown.
Sandy. Sandy. Sister Kennedy will kill me.
How come?
I took off my home shoes.
You're not supposed to do that.
They're not the fashion. Ouch. I stood on a splinter and I can't get it out.
I'll do it.
Your hands are all claggy.
I use my teeth. Lift up your foot. There. Are you bleeding?
A wee bit.
Here. Step on this.
That's your shirt tail.
It's ripped anyhow. Shoes and socks on. You'll get it in the neck.
Okay, okay. Sandy.
What is it now?
Even though you're claggy, thanks.
Red hair, fair of skin, green-eyed, a damsel in distress.
Eh?
She wrote a letter. I'm famous, you know. Donald Q, care of California, and it got to me.
Miraculous.
She's in trouble, Sandy.
What kind of trouble?
Jeanette did not specify, only that she needs her heroes to the rescue.
That was 40 years ago.
Remember when she was roped to the tree and we fought the McConaughey gang?
I fought the McConaughey gang. You just untied her and got her the credit.
I am purposed to fulfil the quest, and I need a driver.
A driver?
I shall be waiting at the Dundee Hilton on the morrow, high noon.
You'll be waiting a long time.
A name you cannot refuse.
Oh, Jeanette. Jeanette. I close my eyes. I see your face.
I told you, not a hope.
Open your peepers, Sandy. Peaky boo time.
Fergus McConaughey. Mob-handed. As usual.
I'd only need the one for you.
That nose tells another story.
Aye, long ago, Sandy. Mr. Shiki wants his money. Pronto.
He'll get it.
You keep saying that.
I'll come good.
Not anymore. No credit. What you owe, plus interest. Mr. Shiki wrote it down. Total.
God almighty.
1 week. Or it's the Black and Decker.
Oh, what a nice wee birdie. Oh dear, the cage is banjaxed. And it's McConaughey on the wing. He beats the fullback inside the penalty area and yes, he scores! You crack-faced psycho.
Easy, Sandy. 1 week or it's a reality show. Guess what this used to be.
Hector. Hector? You all right? Eh?
I'll have to find you a safe house.
Margaret Parson, R.I.P. Bird shit on your tombstone. No respect. Stole the marigolds again. Marigolds, mind you, what a cheapskate I've become. What a cheapskate. Marigolds.
Is that you, Sandy?
Oh, I got your message, Ma.
You've changed.
Well, last time you saw me, I was 6.
Is Donald with you?
No.
Where is he?
California.
That's nice. Let him know that I'm dying.
Do my best.
Is that dandruff I see?
Might be the budgie.
I'm on medication. never been so happy in my life. You tell Donald. I miss him sore.
Oh, Mammy. I'm in a terrible mess.
Talking to yourself? Bad sign.
What are you doing here?
Paying my respects. Witness the roses. 2 dozen, money, no object.
Better than the last effort.
Oh, here we go again.
Your own mother's funeral and you turn up with a paparazzi.
They were waiting for me at the airport.
Trampled over everything.
You only told me at the last minute.
Only found it at the last minute.
You'll wake the dead, my brother.
Skivvy, nursing home in Edinburgh. Heart attack, empty in a potty. She sent for me. How did she know where I bided? I didn't know her whereabouts.
Did my mother talk about me?
I don't remember.
But you remember throwing the shovel?
A grave digger's. You were posing by the tombstone. In profile.
Where are you going, Sandy?
Back to the inferno.
What about the quest? Can you turn your back on the one you love?
Mr. Shiki wants his money. Pronto.
You pay, I'll be there.
How much?
250 a day, plus a grand when we get to the damsel in distress.
It's a deal.
You hired a Rolls Royce, eh?
Travelling style. Ah, the bonny blooming heather.
Omnipresent. Where are we heading?
I'm not rightly sure.
Eh? Did Jeanette not give you an address?
Misplaced the letter. Jet lag. Don't worry, it'll turn up.
If we don't know where we're going, there's no point in going anywhere.
In that case, you lose your per diems, do you not? $250, up and smoke.
Oh.
I'll find it eventually.
In the letter, what did she say anyway, Jeanette?
That she was in prison.
Prison?
They watch me each moment of the day. I cry every night. Please help me.
Stonehaven. Folk that adopted her, I remember, came from there.
Then make that our primary destination.
You're the boss. Stonehaven.
I'm remarkably famous, you know.
So you keep telling me.
Verdanta, ecological chic. I'm its public face, coast to coast.
This car's no made for the bends.
Oh, whoa, whoa, you nearly hit that sheep there.
Only nearly. What runs the company anyway? Can't be you.
My wife, Leonora.
What does she think of this gallivant?
Full approval. Hello?
Donald, is that you?
Ah, my love, my treasure, you were just in my lips.
Where the hell are you?
Bonnie Scotland.
Who is this?
Sandy, you've flown the coop.
I can explain.
Best had, or you're a dead man.
What are you doing there?
I'm on a quest.
What?
With my brother.
That loser.
In 1 week, you'll have your money.
How much?
At least 2 grand.
I'll talk to Mr. Shiki, but if you're stalling for time...
You will come home this instant.
I'm awful sorry, it's the hills. Hey, Sandy, are you peckish?
Uh-huh.
I could eat a horse.
Is that ecologically viable?
I like hotels, they're homey.
All over tartan gives me a migraine.
Look, Stonehaven welcomes the Napa Valley Rotarians.
Saga tours the halt and the lame.
Hello there, I'm Donald Q.
The Living Dead. What a fan club. Hey.
Yes.
Anything to eat here?
Kitchen's busy.
Snacks.
Pretzels.
I hate pretzels.
Sandy. Sandy, this is Ernie and Maybelle, great fans of mine.
Watch him every time we can. On TV, all the adverts, all the shows, even got the bumper sticker. DQ. Clean through.
And Maybelle has the sandals.
Can you eat them?
Beg pardon?
He's been at the wheel too long.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Hamish Dunlop, the Celtic Colossus.
Who ate all the pears, eh?
And it's my pleasure to welcome you to the early evening entertainment as provided by my own company, the Tingle of the Heather.
Sandy, over there, what do you see?
Tingle of the Heather, Motley Crue.
The accordion player.
My observer.
Red hair, fair of skin, green-eyed.
A wee bit on the young side, eh?
A maternal progenitor might not be, Sandy. What if it's a sign from heaven? An omen? Your mother's name, you sure it's Jemima?
After the puddle, duck. She hates it.
You remind me of somebody I used to know.
These pretzels are crap.
You're famous, they say.
Ach, only coast to coast.
Crap.
Oh, I'd love to be famous. In America.
I went there as a wee boy.
Still got your accent.
Aye, folk thought it was cute.
I think you're very cute.
You missed the fag break, Mary.
I don't care.
Did you do that for me?
Who else is there?
Sandy's asleep.
He's dead messy.
And ladies and gentlemen, special request from Ernie and Maybell. They're wondering if the great Donald Q might give us a wee song.
Yes, please,
Donald. I'm more poetically inclined, you know.
Go on. For me?
Come on, Donald. Don't be shy.
And I'll give you a kiss.
It's a deal. What's going on?
You've got crumbs in your nasal hairs, for starters.
I'd like to do a number with driver Sandy and I.
Driver?
I want to sing every new year.
God almighty.
Sandy, time to earn your crust.
Rock on, Donald Q.
Oh, Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, and his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
At the Little Sisters of the Poor, the orphanage, we'd sung it every new year. Jeanette laughed like a drain, especially when we did the bow and arrows bit in the middle. God help me. Here I was, doing it all over again. Two grown men who never grew up.
They called the greatest archers to the tavern on the green. Bang, bang! They vowed to help the people of the king. Bang, bang! They handled all the trouble in the English country scene and still had plenty of time to sing. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
Well then, things changed, as they often do when fate takes a hand. Mary, the accordion player, ran up, threw her arms round Donald's neck and stuck her tongue down his throat.
Oh, yes!
It's my woman!
I beg your pardon.
Woman! Donald, yes. Come on! Get the hell out!
That was
here.
Most enjoyable!
Oh, Donald, I adore you!
My woman!
Go, go, Donald Q! Go, go, Donald Q! Go, go, Donald Q!
Oh, I tell you, she was just like Jeanette.
You never kissed Jeanette.
Aye, I did. The Feast of the Sacred Heart.
Not a tongue job.
That's who you think.
Just hold your horses.
How did you get out in front?
I came out back. We have a matter of contention to settle, man.
Hey, come on, Hamish, let go.
Fight for me, Donald.
I bleed easy, Mary.
Young women are a menace.
I'm going to murder you.
You'll have to get past me first.
That will be a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
How are you feeling?
Hammy thumb toilet paper.
Lucky it's tartan, eh? The blood won't show.
One of my teeth, Luth.
He was a prop forward, that guy.
And your wee Mary off on his errand. To the victor the spoils, eh? Aye, the same. You get in trouble, I get battered. You owe me money.
First cash machine in your hand.
Nothing changes, does it, Donald?
I hope it might.
Such as?
Get to know each other better.
Through a series of inflicted beatings. Oh. Where do we go from here?
We must wait for another omen.
Omen? Where is that letter from Jeanette?
I don't know.
Liar! You made it all up.
Why would I do that?
Because you're a pervert.
On my word of honour, Sandy.
Honour? I caught you at the poor box and the little sister's knife in the slot hooking out the coins.
A juvenile indiscretion. And it was nae coins, only washers.
I'll be at the Rolls Royce. I'm the driver, right?
Aye.
Always the same. Donald, I get the hammer, you get the luck. Nothing changes. Nothing worth a damn.
Oh, please, something change. Please.
Well, Donald, all packed? Did you blow your nose?
Aye, Sister Kennedy.
Yes, Donald. If you're going to America, you'll have to speak properly. Is that not so, Mr. Quigley?
I'm sure he'll be fine, Sister Kennedy. But don't worry, Donald. You'll be happy in California.
Yes, Mr. Quigley has a job out there. Civil engineer. Everything your heart desires.
Can my brother no come?
There's only room for one. Now off you go, Donald, with Mr. and Mrs. Q.
Goodbye, Sister Kennedy.
Let's hit the road, Donald.
Yes.
He is fine.
Is that your brother at the window?
Uh-huh.
Is he scowling at us?
Probably. Sandy, I'm Donald Q.
How do you do? Hello?
Donald, is that you?
Yeah.
I'd like you to come home.
I can't, Leonora, not at the moment.
Are you in trouble?
Trouble comes in many guises.
I can raise your allowance.
The almighty dollar, it's not the answer.
This quest, what are you looking for?
Brotherly love.
You are such a kidder.
Yeah, that's me.
I'd like to introduce you to somebody, a conference call.
Good evening, sir. My name is Roger Gilchrist.
That's nice.
Mr. Gilchrist is a husband catcher.
On my way from London, sir. Won't be long.
What do you do when you catch me?
I'll bring you back.
Where you belong, honey.
I have you in my sight, sir. You've been a naughty boy.
You happy now?
I don't do happy.
You've got your money.
First installment. Where?
What?
Where? Crossroads. Left or right?
How would I know?
True enough.
Look, there's a lollipop man. What's a lollipop man doing at this time of night? Stop the car.
You're the boss.
Hello, lollipop man.
Uh-huh. Aye.
Is he bluttered?
Hot into this stick. Case of fall over.
Mystery solved. On we go.
Wait. Lollipop man, did you ever know anybody called Jeanette? Red hair, green eyes, fairer skin, adopted by the natives.
I was in love with her.
Oh, no.
Yes. What happened, Lollipop man?
Minister and his wife, they raised her. She was wild. So was I. He didn't like it, her wicked ways. Fell over a cliff, neck broken.
Jeanette!
The minister! Some said she did it, some said me.
Did you?
I loved her. She left town.
Destination?
Inverness, she said.
Why didn't you go with her?
The wife put her foot down. The wife put her foot down.
This place is a madhouse.
What's going on?
Inverness by-election. Fiery cross party.
Oh, you get out of that!
A multitude of salt tires.
Away, Bart, England!
Even the underwear.
Why
Why are they shouting at us?
Because we're driving a hated symbol of English oppression. Find a side street before somebody chucks a breeze block.
So, where do we go from here?
Not rightly sure. Too many people.
Must have heard you were coming.
Why do you always have to have a poke at me?
Poke?
Aye, poke. Have you got some kind of complex?
On the platform. There he is. Mungo Dodds, leader of the Fiery Cross.
Small of stature.
Welcome, my friends. I am Mungo Dodds, hammer of the English. Alex Salmond and his crew are politicians. I am a patriot. I speak from the heart. And I know that in your hearts, you want Scotland free, Scotland brave, and Scotland rampant.
Just like the tea party.
But it hits the nerve.
Here's to us, was like us, Guy Fieu, and they're all dead.
The omen there, end of the platform.
Oh my God, another redhead.
Right edge this time.
Scotland forever!
Mungo! 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 Mungo!
Excuse me.
What?
Don't be alarmed, I'm just hunkering here at the back of your chair.
All right. Well, hunker away.
Do you not know me?
I think I'd remember the outfit.
Donald, I'm Donald Q. How do you do?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're not Jeanette then?
No. My name is Margot. Margot Dodds, wife of Mungo.
Oh, well, that's a pity.
Jeanette who?
Brown. She's the object of my quest. There was a sadness in her eyes. Then someone began another harangue. Mungo disappeared into the crowd. A wee lassie came up with a bouquet of thistles for Margot and I slipped away. I wandered under the platform, lost in the dark, hearing the thumps above. Then I heard a different thump. In the shadows, a man and a woman at it, hammer and tongs. She was very young but full of beans and he was much older. Mind you, I had no room to talk after Mary, but she came at me, whereas he was gone, he was gone, he was gone. Oh, hey! I know you, you're Mungo Dodds, you dirty sod.
Hey, this lady is my personal assistant.
Oh, very handy.
Out of here, you bogus Highlander, or I'll fell you where you stand.
You philandering midget.
Take that for your trouble.
Oh, yeah. Try this for size. Oh.
Hello? Hello?
Mr. Shiki has lost belief.
What?
In family donations.
I have them on hand.
His words to me. Bring me the head of Sandy Patterson. Pronto.
Don't be a spoilsport, Fergus.
I've packed the machete.
Margot, I've just punched your husband's face.
Why?
It was... he had betrayed you.
What a thunderbolt.
That explains the sadness in your eyes.
Look, I lied to you about Jeanette.
What?
We were pals. Twins, even, folk thought. We fell out.
Why?
Both after the same man. I won, she lost.
Mungo? Holy Moses.
Jeanette was always a troubled soul. Left Inverness. To find herself, she said.
Where?
I'm not sure, but I think...
Oh, there he is.
Oh, wait a minute.
He's the cowardly swine.
Mercy,
you
mercy! I'm an equal personality.
Get in, Donald, now or never.
Oh, thank God the Windies are bulletproof.
The filthy rich, I need protection.
I was kicked right in the gullies.
You will wear the kilt.
Oh, I have to thank you, my brother.
I took a wrong turning. You owe me for this.
Oh, my. I still hear that phoey. You with that feather in your hat. Like Robin Hood.
Thank you.
Your father took that. Then he went back to the Navy. Never saw him again.
Was his ship lost at sea?
Not as far as I know.
Why didn't you get in touch?
I did. I came back to Dundee, looked in the window of your shop. All I could see was a budgie cage and cigarette packets.
Why did you know? Come in. To see me?
Lost the notion. A young woman with two children. All I wanted was a good time, and then when I stopped having a good time, I was too late. I lost the notion. I never worried about you. You were a hard wee specimen.
That's me.
But Donald, he was different. Sensitive. Eye-greeting. Broke my heart.
He was the feather in your cap.
Sandy. Sandy, I found you some tea.
What? What?
A man with a van.
Oh.
Sandy, I've just noticed you've got a bald spot coming up. We've a product from the Californian conifers. Restore your hair with resine.
Oh, let me get over here.
Nice little lay-by, eh?
Lovely.
Lucky we ran out of the top of that hill, eh? We could coast here, sleep in the car.
Where's my money?
What?
Another day, another dollar.
I give, you take.
Makes a nice change. Found that letter yet?
Nope.
So, where do we go from here, great leader?
The word that Margot had pronounced before the untimely arrival of her squalid spouse was none other than...
Findhorn. Bunch of New Age chancers.
The village spread out before us, and in every workshop, on every side, lay opportunity to cleanse the inner being.
No peas and chips, that's for sure.
Hey, brothers, your chariot is somewhat forlorn.
Who are you?
Preston Joseph, travelling man. I help to guide certain people on the path.
The path?
To that which they most desire.
A woman.
Is she beautiful?
In my mind, always.
Then you must wait till this evening's ceremony, biting the cord of the goddess.
What the hell does that mean?
A dance by the full moon. The most beautiful women in Findhorn acknowledge the power of Artemis, goddess of the lunar sphere. Until then, my brothers, enjoy the delights of Findhorn and seek your bliss.
Sandy and I parted company, la oil and water. Myself to the workshops where I took part in a cleansing ritual, but the mentor said I had too much interference in the psychological canals. When I emerged, the ceremony was in hand. My brother and Prester Joseph had headed for the stalls of liberation at the back, where the elixirs of various potions were to be purchased.
Bring on the goddess! I'm raring to go!
The effect on Sandy had been profound. He was dancing around like a car salesman.
Donal! Right in the middle. You see the chooky birdie?
I see her.
Red hair. Fair skin. Green-eyed.
On the tall side.
Oh, look at the way she waves her arms.
Imagine that wrapped around you.
She is not Jeanette.
None of them are Jeanette. Omen's on the trail. You said it yourself.
The cord has been cut.
Yay!
Candace, from Canada. Figures.
And you are the great Donald Q.
I'm his brother.
Seen you on Canuck Cable. I buy all your stuff. The beauty salves are to die for.
Certainly had a result.
Lads and lassies, choose your partner.
Candy, will you do me the honor?
You know, kind of cute.
Candy and Sandy, like a jilly piece.
I'd never seen my brother so happy. A terrifying sight. Twilight fell, the dancers moved together, the surrounding hills purple in a dying sun, and you might almost swear the goddess was floating just above us all.
I am about to dive into Candy's yurt.
What?
A native dwelling. Invited to retire therein and commune with the spirits.
She is not the one, Sandy.
Come on, big boy.
On my way, my love. Oh, what a time it's going to be, my brother.
Everyone dispersed, leaving me a ghost at the feast. Darkness fell, the fires flickered and died while I wandered like a satellite. I passed the yurt. The walls of the thing were bulging, thudding out of shape as if some monster were trying to break free. Oh, my brother, why hast thou forsaken me?
Ah. Oh, what a night. Hey, Candy. Candy. Gone. Gone? Not even a note. Ah, well. Love comes and goes. Not the worst thing. On the other hand, the worst thing, my money gone. I've been robbed in paradise.
Mr. Joseph, where is Candy?
Left with two American youths in a white sports car.
She took my cash.
Why, I stick to plans.
Where's my brother?
Vamoosed.
Oh, that's no fair.
Up the trail a pace, that away. A time ago, headed for bandit country.
But the car's still here.
Kaputske. He swapped it.
Swapped it?
For a white horse of mine, Rosie. Not in her prime, but steady as a rock.
A horse?
We agreed to throw in provisions and one other specified animal, should you wish to follow him up the trail. I'll fetch it to hand.
I don't want the damn thing. Is that you, Candy?
No, sweetie. It's Fergus. In a 4x4 and on your track.
What have I done to deserve you?
You owe money, and you broke my nose.
40 years ago, and I was defending honour.
It never mended. No need to defend the honour. I am coming for vengeance.
Here it is.
A donkey?
It seeks salvation.
Oh, my God. What a smell.
You get used to it.
Oh, this isn't fair. He's always doing this.
What?
Donald, leaving me.
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, riding through the glen.
Donald!
Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men.
Donald!
Weird by the band.
I don't mean it. By the...
So, my brother, welcome to the wilderness.
That bloody Canuck Bism stole my money.
I told you, Sandy, she was not the one.
And you left me in the lurch, just like before at the orphanage.
I sent you postcards.
In the lurch, unwanted by one and all. The nuns washed their hands of me.
How come nobody ever picked you?
I don't have a lucky face.
Come on, my brother. Out there on the wild crags and mountains of our native land and somewhere in their mist is a final omen that will lead us to the end of the quest.
Is that... still include the bonus?
Yes. And I will refund the cash you have lost when I get to the machine.
One thing. What is it you really want, Donald? Eh? It's not just a quest. Not just Jeanette.
What else could it be?
What are you running from, Donald?
Wait.
What's the matter now?
Shh. Wait.
What? What's a car doing on this dirt track?
Quick, make for the ridge. High up, Rosie, up. Hey. I have a bad feeling, Sandy. Bad feeling.
What's the rush here?
Plastic raincoat. And a bowler hat. Weird.
Gilchrist. The husband catcher.
What?
My wife has hired him to take me back.
Donald Q! I know you're out there! You're not long now.
You will look in my eyes. You will bow your head. And you will be brought back to where you belong.
That man is seriously creepy.
I don't want to go back, Sandy. I don't want to go back. Death awaits.
Hey, easy, Dono.
Strike for the unknown. Search the omen. Resume the quest.
Weather's a bit grim, my brother.
Listen. A sign. Let us follow the path of the Black Crow.
That's what we did. Until the weather turned sae manky. The crow shot off to pastures new, leaving us to thaw the elements. I was well enough wrapped, but Donal had only his Highland regalia, sodden around him. Yet he battled on, my brother, mad as a hatter. Again the skyline, some wind turbines appeared, gleaming in the dark, birling around and decapitating the local bird life.
Have at you all!
What's that you're waving?
A broken pool cue.
What's a pool cue doing up here?
Gift from the gods. I see them waiting, the four horsemen.
That's the wind turbine.
Stay with me, Rosie. We shall defeat death together.
Now, rest, Donald. Rest. Easy now.
I bait them, Sandy.
Ah, you did, you did. Now, wrap this blanket round.
I bait them.
Hammered stuff. Now, rest easy. Rest easy, my brother. It's freezing here. Need a fire. Definite necessity. Kindling right enough. Wood and dry. On the case, Sandy, on the case. Now, good quality bags, Donald. Good quality. Waterproof. Let us hope. Aha! God bless one Vestas. Oh, come on. Cheap fare. Ah! There. Soon be warm. Soon be warm. Donkey, you keep your nether regions pointed out with the cave. Ah. Oh, my brother. Memory's such a curse. All these postcards you sent me. I kept them. In a wee box, and you stopped writing, and one day, burnt the lot. Donkey, what are you doing? That's not hay, Gisawa. That's Donald's sporran, you beast. Put it by the fire. Any chance of a fiver? No chance. Wait now. What's this? Donald Q, here of California, USA. Answer, Ron. Donald, I am. They watch me day and night. Rescue. Bring Sandy if you have to. Eh? Have to? Does he still headbutt people? What? That's not very nice. Address is on the back. Come soon. My knight in shining armour. Yours forever, Jeanette Brown. Address. No wonder. No wonder, eh? He kept it under wraps. Well, that takes the biscuit, eh? That takes the bloody biscuit.
Would you care for a wee wheaty cracker?
I don't want a wheaty cracker. You lied to me, Donald. As you always have and always will.
I did not.
You did sort. You had that letter all along.
Unbeknownst to me.
Unbeknownst.
In the crevices of my spurrin. Spurrins are mysterious.
You're a liar.
You have to believe me, Sandy.
Why?
Because you have no option. I have no option. We must believe. My ribs are killing me.
Take an aspirin. You've dragged me all over Scotland. And for what reason, Donald?
Do you not feel a love building for me? A brotherly love?
I feel nothing of the sort.
Please, Sandy, give me one more chance. I am your family. Our blood is mingled.
If you corkscrew me again...
Word of honour.
After we find her, money paid, game over.
If that's how you see it.
That's how I see it. Now, I will assume you know nothing of the back of this here envelope and acquaint you with the aforesaid address.
Eh?
That would be nice.
Printed neat enough. Jeanette Brown, safe haven, at the Wick Care Asylum. We're headed to the loony bin. How's that for a quest?
Same people have been incarcerated before.
Such as?
Jack Nicholson.
That was a movie.
Shh! Look, they're coming out. Hey, Sandy. Her. It has to be.
You're right, Donald. It has to be.
Still beautiful. She hasn't changed.
In your eyes, my brother. In your eyes.
Jeanette, don't you go far now.
Where would I go anyway?
That's my girl. Come on, Sandy.
Dandelion puff. The dandelion clock is a very queer clock. It doesn't say tick and it doesn't say talk. Hasn't a pendulum, it hasn't a chime.
And I really don't think that it can tell the time.
Donald, you've come! My hero!
Is anybody watching?
No!
Then run like hell! Oh, you look like a princess!
Sandy, you're still claggy.
Been a long trail.
Come on, we'll roly-poly.
Yeah, that's a steep bray.
Fear-de-gout.
I'm no fear-de-gout. Step aside.
Yeah! Are you ready, Donald?
Hold hands, heads together.
Don't let go.
Never!
For a moment, as I spun round and round, grass as stubbly and pokey, sky then earth, earth then sky, sun on fire, I felt happy. Happy. I let it all go for one brief moment. Then, I hit the bottom.
Where now? My knickers are ringing.
We'll have a cave in mind.
We're good at caves.
Light a fire. Marshmallows from Finhorn on a twig. Roast them up and then...
Get torn!
Oh, just better than postman's knock.
Have another.
Don't mind if I do. Yum, yum.
Jeanette!
I can't believe that letter got through.
Oh, I saw the light of day eventually.
How long have you been in the...
The safe haven? 10 years or so.
Why didn't you write before?
I only found you in the Reader's Digest.
Jeanette, why are you in the haven?
That is so juicy. You see, I travelled wild for a long while. Then I thought to settle down. I married steady. No children, but steady.
A minister?
Fireman. There's a lot of fires in Wick. But then he fell off a cliff.
How come?
Bird watching. Then he was gone. Like magic.
Uh-huh.
And I did another bad thing. At the trial, I had this hat, really in fashion. And the persecuting man made a joke. Dressed to kill, he said. I didn't like that. So I stuck the hat pin in his backside, deep as Zorro.
What happened?
He jumped and howled and I got the blame. May I have some more marshmallows, please?
Help yourself, hen. Donald, can I have a wee word?
Donkey. Downwind, donkey.
Donald, this woman is not right.
You may well be correct, Sandy.
Two over a cliff is one too many.
Sandy? I have a bone to pick with you.
Pick a word, Jeanette.
Fergus McConachie. You had no need to butt his poor neb.
I was defending your honour.
I enjoyed it.
What?
Being tied up. Then I had to pay ransom.
Ransom?
A kiss at least. It was great fun.
You mean I've suffered all my life from the vengeance of a broken-nosed psychotic for nothing?
And I'd like to go home now, please.
Oh, surely not, Jeanette. Say it isn't so.
I'll miss high tea.
You wanted to be rescued.
Only for a wee while.
So we've come all this way, as Sandy would say, for nothing.
The marshmallows were very nice. Can I go home now, please?
We retraced our path and slid our back onto the lawn. Jeanette picked up a dandelion puff and blew it in our direction. Then she turned and was gone. That was it. Game over. I had calculated the money owned from per diems, stolen cash plus finding bonus. Donald had a sorrowful look in his eyes, but I took no heed. We dropped the animals off at the Wick Refuge Centre. Rosie put her head on Donald's shoulder. His eyes filled with tears, but he greets easy. We went into Wick. He put his card into the bank machine and punched in the numbers. We waited. Then a word appeared on the screen.
Invalid? Invalid? Invalid?
Invalid! Your card is dead as mutton.
That's somewhat puzzling.
Somewhat! I want that money.
Sandy, this is strangulation.
I need that money!
Wait, there's another message, look.
All cards to this name no longer function. Universal prohibition. Ah!
It's a clerical oversight.
I warned you, you lied for the last time. I'm going to kill you now.
Oh, I wouldn't do that, sir. You might lose a fee.
But
I am Roger Gilchrist, husband catcher.
So?
Mr. Q has been cut off from all financial succour by his wife, Leonora, under my instruction.
So?
Well, as part of my payment, I'm authorised to put forward a reward for Mr. Q.
How much?
£3,000.
That's a deal.
Sandy! How can you do this?
Easy.
Your 30 pieces of silver, sir?
Sandy! Look me in the eyes.
There. Satisfied.
I'm Donald Q. How do you do?
The husband catcher slid Donald inside his wee red car and off they tootled. I walked the streets of Wick, £3,000 burning a hole in my pocket. When I waved that at Fergus, I'd be home and dry. I bought a half bottle of whiskey at the Wick garage, walked along the shore. The seagull screamed, and I screamed back.
I am the winner! I am the man! I am victorious!
Then I laid me down to rest, put the empty bottle aside, made sure my money was safe, and surrendered to the beat of the sea.
Are you snoring?
No. Just breathing heavy.
I have a thing to tell.
Go ahead.
Guilty, guilty Coldbum.
Eh?
Military tattoo in Edinburgh. The mass pipes I turned me on. A soldier. For the Black Watch. We went to Arthur's Seat. Donald was conceived that night.
You should have called him Arthur then.
Donald was his father's name. A thin boy in my arms. He died on the murder mile. My husband, your father, came back from sea. I told him. He left. And after a bit, I just ran wild.
So Donald's not even my bra?
Half. And my love child.
What about me?
You are the firstborn. And you must take care of Donald.
He manages fine.
Promise me. On my death. Look me in the eyes. Promise me. You will take care.
Half an hour restroom break, ladies and gentlemen, during which you may admire this admirable piece of Celtic heritage.
Just a little chef.
Half an hour. Thank you.
That guy is nowhere near as funny as he thinks.
Look, Ernie. Donald Q's driver.
Hey, Sandy. No idea you were a Hell's Angel.
Oh, old Harley Davidson. All they had in the Wick garage. held me a ransom.
You look bushed.
Oh, in and out of every motorway stop on the way down. Wait, you brought me luck. See that wee red car?
We can see it.
It belongs to a man who has taken Donald back to where he does not wish to go.
That's a shame.
Ernie, I'll need your help. Oh.
Hello? Yeah, for you, sir.
Hello?
Donald, how are you?
Caught.
It won't be long. I'm flying to London.
Why?
I need you here.
Why?
You're good for business.
A cardboard cutout would do.
Come to Mama, Donald. Come to Mama.
I'll keep him under wraps till you arrive, madam. Have no fear. Goodbye. Plain sailing, eh? Plain sailing.
Oh! That man touched my leg!
I saw him hand over fist!
For God's sake!
Takes the Lord's name in vain! Idolater! Lecher!
What? Thief!
Oh, he's attacking my poor body!
Take your hands off of me!
Donald, come on! I thought you'd abandoned me! That's your trick. Come on! Here. Get on the bike.
Where's my helmet?
Never mind your helmet.
Hello there, Sandy. Long time no see.
Well, well, out of the frying pan.
Aye, we tracked you down through your mobile signal. It's a technological world, eh?
What do you want, Fergus?
Your money or your life, Sandy. It's the final reckoning.
As you say, Fergus, it's the reckoning! We took the back trails, twisting and turning to evade pursuit. I felt like Steve McQueen in The Great Escape. Dead spit. Finally, we ran out of road. Edge of a cliff. Deep drop down to a rocky beach. A sheer fall. End of the line. Well, that's that, Donald.
Is it?
Uh-huh. Time to spill the beans. Well?
You go first. Age before beauty.
I'm in deep to the bookies. Big time.
What about the 3 grand?
Spent it on the bike.
To rescue me?
Rush of blood.
We can find the money.
Too late. I bust my corky schnozzle again. In Dundee, I'm a dead man walking.
So am I.
Explain yourself.
Bone disease. I kept it secret. Only hope, they said, a transplant of marrow from a genetic counterpart.
Me? You could have asked.
And I well know the answer. Besides, I wanted to earn it. I hoped if we went on the quest, we might grow together. Jeanette's letter and the medical report came in the same day. It was an omen.
Oh, Donald, Donald. The Merchant Navy and Kilty Kilty called bum.
Yeah?
My father and yours. Different men.
Holy Moses.
She loved yours best. And you best.
Oh, that's no fair, Sandy.
The way it goes, my brother. You're welcome to the bones, Donald. But they may not take genetically.
Our mother. Nippy on her feet, eh?
Yeah. Here come the posse. The bookies' hard men. And a husband catcher.
What are we going to do, Sandy?
A leap of faith. On you get.
Hold on, I'm going out smoking.
Hold on tight.
Leap of faith, my brother.
A leap of faith.
Yeah!
No chance. They will be dead on the rocks below.
Aye, good. Hope they die slow.
This defies belief.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but I'm not trying it again.
Where now, Sandy?
We're getting out of here, Donald. We're getting out of here. Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men.
In The Quest of Donald Q, Donald was played by Billy Connolly. Sandy, Brian Cox. Hamish, John Keelty. Jeanette, Sandy McDade. Fergus, Forbes Masson. Mother, Lindy Whiteford. Mary, Helen Mackay. Margot, Tracy Wiles. Gilchrist, Carl Prekup. Prester John, David Ashton. And Candy, Victoria Inez Hardy. All other parts were played by the cast. The Quest of Donald Q by David Ashton was produced and directed by David Ian Neville.
This is BBC Radio 4, a lesson in folk singing next this afternoon. And then at 4 o'clock, Jane Garvey will look back over the past week.
On Weekend Woman's Hour this week, well, I don't really have to sell this one at all, I'm just going to tell the truth. Jenny Murray talks to Meryl Streep about Margaret Thatcher.
She seemed constructed. Her hair, the impenetrable blue of the suit. Everything seemed to be made to be unarguable. And that was interesting.
More from Meryl, much more, on Weekend Woman's Hour, this afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Just as the Beatles were revolutionising pop music in the 1960s, a simultaneous attempt to revive and professionalise folk music was also emerging. Buoyed by the success of the BBC Radio Ballads, Ewan McColl embarked upon an ambitious project to propel British traditional song into mainstream popular culture. And now, with the aid of newly discovered home recordings, the singer Martin Carthy investigates those often painful attempts to teach how folk songs should be sung.
I found my love by the gasworks croft. Dreamed a dream by the old canal.
The late Ewan McColl with Peggy Seeger singing one of his signal compositions about his native Salford. Dirty old town.
Dirty old town. Dirty old town.
The man I recall certainly had genius. He was charming and persuasive, with a